Barnes. Neighborhood Love Radio. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. Thank you so much for coming by. I want to play some music for you, but not only that. Tonight, in the studio, coming in any second now, they're out there getting caffeinated or hydrated. We got Ryan Gaddis. He's a author, among many other things, and also Evans Skedderstrew, muralist, tattoo artist, also many other things. They represent Uglar Works, which is a an incredible, incredibly talented and productive artist collective here out of Los Angeles. But first up, let's hear some tunes. You want to stick around and hear some music? Let me see what I got for you now. Let's try Breakista, Lowdown Stank from their Dust Till Dawn LP out 2009. Dig it. We'll be right back.
When I first saw ya, I thought that I knew ya. Now I know I don't, just wish that I did. Honey made a right, stepped off, took flight. Upstairs, up more, made a left and hid. Looked down at my shoes and the cuff in my slacks. Hand inside my pocket, came out with something sticking double. Mint goes in my mouth, jaws are breaking north and south. Look around to see who's looking, figure that my breath was kicking. So, in the bathroom I go, and fixing his fro. You guessed it, the long one. What's up, black? Goes the hand smack. I get the feeling that it's time for some black sheep fun. The club is on the bourgeois urinal holding a cigar. Thing you never know. Probably a Philly. Long cracks a smile. Oh no, here it comes, then says,
yo, Drez, honey made you look silly.
Step back in the joint, and yeah, it's kind of funky. My breath no longer kicking, so now it has pep. Strobe light, hoe that I don't know. Walks up, asks long sign. We quickly do the step.
Where you at, honey? Where you at? Where you at, hun? Where you at? Where you at, hun? Where you at?
Then I change my style. Moving through the crowd, the smoke has got me choking. Funny that I'm choking, could it be that I am smoking? Pounds are going round, but this is nothing new. Hoping that eloping with a dip is what I'll do. System's kinda booming like a driving quarter sonic. Find the boy, kid, my state of mind, we're like a tonic. There she goes.
Where?
Take my thoughts out of the dumps. Long, over there, look at bumps. From the time that she was born, she was raised to be all that. Gave her no food,
what?
Strictly Similac. Felt like a punk on Dick Street, a coupon in the ghetto. I said, hun, what you drinking? She said, milk and amaretto. I took a seat beside her. I would not be denied her. Ordered L-I-I-T and fill her up. She's got a rider. She showed her dental work and said, I look familiar. I touched her on the hand. I had to feel her.
Similac shell, driving me wild. Similac shell.
You definitely win.
Similac shell, driving me wild. Similac shell.
You're the woman. I said, hey, she said, hi. I said, us, she said, try. And if you think it's strictly boost, then I'll say, baby, bye-bye. She said, I know you got at least a dozen that you're seeing. You think you own the world, at least New York, because you're Gene. You claim to be the man. You want me for a lover, so you can do my girlfriends and my sister and my mother. I said, you're very blunt, with quickness to the cue. So what's up with your mother? Does she look as good as you? I'm playing, but let me not delay in what I'm saying. Initially, attraction found your way before the weighing. I'm single, so I've got at least a dozen on my doorstep. Doesn't boost my ego, it doesn't mean we've slept. I'm in the public eye, so I try to be an awful. Do not own the world, but yes, I have some pull. My chorus rolls a brow, she's curious of me. Please give me more iced tea and her vitamin D. She said, me, yes. Why, yes. Sweetheart, you've got 10 cushions. Besides, I like your dress. I'm playing, but let me not be weak and let me speak. Your mind is brighter than your booty. It's the cotton that I seek.
Similac shell, driving me wild. Similac shell,
you're definitely winning.
Similac shell, driving me wild. Similac shell,
you're the woman.
Classic Black Sheep. Similac Child is the name of the tune from their 1991 record, A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing, out on Island Def Jam. Next up, another classic, Cold Bologna, Bologna, from the Isley Brothers. This is a Bill Withers cover, 1971. Enjoy, loved ones.
Thank you.
Cold Baloney from Isley Brothers, 1971 tune from the Giving It Back record. Go ahead and put your headphones on, guys. Prior to that, we heard Similac Child from Black Sheep, Native Tongue Crew, Black Sheep, along with De La and Tribe, from classic 90s. And then start off the set, Lowdown Stank from Breakestra, from the 2009 Strut Records release. Loved ones in the studio, I got... Oh, by the way, this is Neighborhood Love Radio, the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com, which is a website devoted to street culture, music, food, fashion, etc. Thank you so much, loved ones. In the studio tonight, I got Ryan Gaddis, author, and Mad Professor, right? A couple of lecturer, a couple other things.
Yes.
Yeah, and Evan Skredderstrew. Evan Skredderstrew, right?
Skredderstrew.
I'm sorry, man.
We could just be on a first name basis.
Evan.
You're not the first
They are both representatives of Uglar Works, and loved ones. Where I first became aware of Uglar Works was I was driving in the beautiful San Fernando Valley. God's country, you know that. And stopped at a red light, and I looked up in this billboard with this freakish, like, ant and elephant, or insect and elephant kind of billboard, and I'm like, what the hell is that? That's obviously not Pepsi or American Apparel or something. And right closely, and I honed in on the Uglar Works logo, and I looked you up online, and then I contacted you guys, and I've been thoroughly impressed every moment since then. Yeah. Uglar Works is an art collective, and we're going to talk about the name and what that represents a little bit more. But let's talk a little bit more about Ryan's book. It just came out a little bit earlier this year, and I've read twice.
Wow,
called
twice.
All Involved. Yeah.
Thank
well,
you.
almost twice. I'm up to the second time now because I knew you're going to be on the show, so I dug in again, and I'm up to the point where, how can I say this without? Where it's near the end of the book, but you have a brand new character with a gun. And okay. He rides in a truck with a bunch of other guys with guns.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we're not giving anything away.
No.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guns throughout the book.
There are a few.
Yeah.
It was 1992. You know?
And Ryan, you're not a native to Los Angeles, is that correct?
I'm not. I'm originally from Colorado Springs.
Oh, okay. When did you move here in L.A.?
You know, I moved to L.A. in 2008.
No shit.
I've been in Southern California on and off for a very long time. I taught in Orange County for ages.
Okay. And I knew, because you guys were on the show like a year and a half, couple years back, right? And so I knew you weren't a native. And what I was blown away from the book was how you write, how you put yourself into like somebody, you know, because I'm not going to say, hey, I'm from the streets, but whatever, I am from L.A.
Yeah.
And I've talked to a lot of folks. And you do write sort of that street Chicano really well. You know what I mean? As far as what's what they might say at any given time and what their reactions to be and the pride that you know that they might have and stuff. I don't know. I find it really impressed. Would mountains of research or just a certain?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I did nearly 2.5 years of research, doing really background, talking to people who. Been through it. Mm-hmm. Former Latino gang members, graffiti guys, of course, nurses, mm-hmm. firefighters, you know, getting it right and making it so that the people who understood it best felt mm-hmm. like it was true and representative was of the utmost importance to me.
Mm-hmm. It comes through.
Good.
There is, well, I'll say it. I mean, I don't care. There's a book, which one is it? I think it's Be Cool by Elmore Leonard. And I like his books a lot, but he tends to write his characters really kind of hyper cool, you know? And the main character in that one, like some of the other Get Shorty books, is Chili Palmer. And Chili Palmer comes to L.A. And man, it seemed like written by a guy who came to L.A. for like 2 weeks and saw cool things and figured that was L.A. Like they're at, they go to Swingers and have a movie meeting and get a drive-by while they're at Swingers. You know, like it just seemed, it seemed like somebody who actually lived in LA wouldn't get it. But anyway, that's far away from this book is what I'm trying to say. That's sort of a compliment, I think.
Well, I definitely would never say a bad word about Elmore Leonard, just in terms of like sentence by sentence. Mm-hmm. The guy is a damn good writer, but
for sure,
I really appreciate what you said, because I think for me, even though it's fiction, it was so important to make sure that I communicated what I felt and what people I spoke to felt was the real LA, and certainly of 1992 and certainly of the 6 days of the riots.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to explain, I feel like I've been talking too much, so would you explain the premise of the book, though?
The premise of the book is there are 17 different first-person narrators who all give their account in various order of the LA riots, the 6 days. It goes chronologically, so we get every moment essentially from that first night to the curfew being lifted. And I think for me, the tack that I took with it, I was most interested in crimes of opportunity. Because the more I researched it, and it wasn't just that I spoke to people. I read every book I could find on the topic. I watched every documentary. I watched raw footage on YouTube that someone had uploaded almost 8 hours walking around on the streets with a camcorder while the riots were going on. Mm-hmm. Just incredible stuff. I really tried to immerse myself in it completely. And the most fascinating thing was finding that when emergency services, when police, are taken somewhere else by, say, Florence and Normandy, the things that were going on there, it opens up these enormous justice vacuums, and when people find that kind of freedom, people in a certain milieu, they might pay back some old grudges, and that's really what the book is about, the crimes of opportunity.
It's a story about what went on during the riots, but not the usual stories you might hear on the news or what have you. It's not about, I mean, there's writing that goes on in the book, but that's not part of the story per se. It sets the setting.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's a good way of putting it. I mean, ultimately, the book is about what happens in the periphery, in the hidden areas, in the invisible parts. Not what we saw on television, but the ripples and what went on there.
But there's been comparisons, to like the show The Wire or the Song of Ice and Fire books, in that, not stylistically per se, but like you mentioned, there's 7 point of view characters.
17,
sorry. And but it's really one story. It's just different participants.
Yes, absolutely. They all connect. I mean, we get almost every single character on day one. Mm-hmm. Through other characters' eyes, and then as the book moves forward, it jumps into each perspective.
But there's development. These are unique characters. It isn't just an author changing the name and continuing on with the story. Like, there's reasons that each character gets out of bed in the morning.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think we'll bring up Little Creeper a little bit later, like where that comes from.
All right,
from.
Yeah, definitely.
One of the characters, Little Creeper, is a fascinating little sociopath guy. Yeah. So, who's the publisher of the book?
The publisher is Echo, and Echo is part of HarperCollins.
They spell it differently, though.
ECCO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if somebody were to seek out the book, would they go? They just go to the usual channels like Amazon or what have you?
Yeah, it's available everywhere. I mean, you can certainly go wherever is easiest for you, but my personal recommendation would be to find your local independent bookstore and support them.
Yeah, absolutely. There's some features right on the Ugla. As I mentioned, these two lads are members of the art collective Uglar Works, UGLAR, and so you can always go on the uglarworks.com website and see stuff about this book and basically all their little portfolios, all the members of the portfolios. There's a lot of stuff to look at. You be prepared to be entertained for a while.
Also,
yes.
Instagram. Instagram's a little more current, up to date.
Yeah.
I think so.
Anyway, you guys hanging out? You want to hear some music and kick back?
Definitely.
Okay. And then we'll come back and talk a little bit more. We'll talk about Little Creeper and some other stuff.
Little Creeper.
Let's see. New artist right here, John Cleary. He's not a new artist, but this is a new record. Get Your Go-Go Juice is the name of the tune that we're going to hear. British blues guy from his upcoming FHQ Records release. It's out on mid-August or so. Get Your Go-Go Juice. And after that, African Music Machine.
People sound tired. gotta stoop so low. I wouldn't do that, me.
I wouldn't do that, me. I wouldn't do that.
I don't need the money, just the people I owe. I wouldn't do that, me.
I wouldn't do that, me.
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that, me.
I wouldn't do that, me. I wouldn't do that, me.
Magdalena is the girl with fine dark hair. Walked the streets without a care. She works late and wakes at dawn to pay her rent at the city hall. Don't judge wealth by money in the jar. It all depends on the person you are. To be content is to know yourself, your closest friend from birth till the end, till the end.
The Great Artist Quantic featuring Alice Russell and the combo Barbara. Kind of channeling a little Stevie Wonder vibe on that tune. I like it. Before that, we heard African Music Machine with Mr. Brown, and we started off the set with Get Your Go-Go Juice from John Cleary. Brand new record from him. Get Your Go-Go Juice. Yeah. With Evan and Ryan from Uglar Works. We're talking a little bit about Ryan Gaddis's book, All Involved, featuring point of view stories from during the Rodney King riots in 2008.
When 1992.
Where am I talking? What the hell am I talking
those
about?
Were different riots.
No, because you moved to L.A. in 2008.
Yes, that's correct.
That's the date. See, I'm not a retard.
No.
But not the stories you might think. Some interesting other stories. And we're talking about the characters. And during the music, you guys asked me like what my favorite character was, and of course, everybody's favorite character is Little Creeper, probably, right?
You'd be surprised. Evan's favorite.
Yeah, just because he's just psychotic, right?
He's the guy you love to hate.
Yeah. He just goes. It's and again, we're gonna try really hard not to spoil too much story here, but he's a gangster, but he's kind of got his own thing going on. He's just kind of a wild guy, and he's a little bit too hard to control by these major other badasses. By the way, the book takes place almost, not entirely, but the majority of it takes place in Linwood.
Right? Linwood, yeah.
Which is what used to be called South Central, sort of-ish, or more eastern.
No, it's absolutely South Central. It's right next to Compton.
Yeah. In between Southgate and Compton.
Yeah. Close by Downey, Paramount, right?
A little further west.
Okay. And, but anyway, it's not the burbs. You know, I guess.
Definitely not.
Yeah. But also one of the more compelling characters is, and again, I'll choose my words wisely, is the Korean kid, you know?
John Kim, yeah.
So, because he's quite a bit different than most of the other characters in the book. And really, I can say that aside from him, not one person is what you would call innocent. You know what I mean? Whether they're what you would call a good guy, bad guy, or whether you sympathize or not. And by the way, at certain points, there's certain points in the book you sympathize with almost everybody at some point, you know?
Yeah.
But I would just simply say, at the beginning of his part, his narrative, he is the innocent one.
Yeah, I mean, he's a high school honor student. He's basically pressed into being a vigilante on day two.
I didn't want to say what goes on, but...
Well, you know. No, sure, but I think, you know, you find that out so quickly. It weaves into the other stories, all the stories weave together, but it's essentially a thriller, so it's all about, you know, it's all about pace and
He's the probably the one character where I kind of want to see what would happen next.
After?
Yeah. Like how he develops.
Wow.
Because it could really go either way in a few...
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely, I'm with you. Yeah. I want to say something and I can't.
It's loved ones. I'm telling you, it's worth it. Whether you get the book and is it only hardcover right now still?
Yeah, it's hardcover right now, but there's also the audiobook is out.
Yeah.
There are six different voice actors on it. I mean, that alone is something pretty cool.
And with the hardcover,
yes,
it has the artwork from Uglar Works.
Yes, it
from
does.
Me and Steve Martinez.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Steve Martinez, by the way.
Happy birthday, Steve. 26. It's a big one.
Happy birthday, buddy. Yeah. I love that. I love the bus and the tag on the bus, which is relevant to the story.
Absolutely.
And and by the way, thank you for signing it. Loved ones. I had them sign my copy of the book, and Evan and Steve, right, did the collaborated on the artwork. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's a scene taken from third
Freer
quarter
section. So the day 5.
But it showed sort of the back of the bus, kind of an RTD looking bus.
Yeah.
And it just got bombed out on graffiti. And where Evan signed it for me, he basically just put his graffiti. He signed it on the bus.
Got a tag on the RTD.
So it blends in. But also to the front cover. I've seen two different fronts, but one of the front cover is such an iconic and moving picture of simply palm trees on fire in the middle of the night. And it's a really stirring image. You know what I mean? I was around, you know, I wish I could take it that seriously, but I was just going out trying to bar hop with my buddies. Like a lot of the bars in Hollywood would close down their front door after curfew, but you know, still we were there. There's a bunch of people there. And, just trying to bar hop and outrun the National Guard. Like the serious elements in your book we weren't necessarily concerned with at that time, you know?
A lot of people, I think, treated it, you know, as days of freedom in a way, as an opportunity to do what they wanted. And obviously that takes some dark turns in the book, but, you know, I've heard plenty of stories, you know, similar to yours where people talk about, oh, yeah, I just felt like running red lights.
Yeah.
So I did.
I was on acid and I watched the fires.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Creeper has a pretty cool observation. Little Creeper has a pretty cool observation in the book. I mean, he's a really smart dude, you know, despite...
Would probably be really successful in any number of other things, yeah. But no opportunities. He's a bit of a drug addict, and...
But he makes a pretty cool observation. He's like, okay, there's the Watts riots.
Yeah.
And then...
Zoot Suit riots in the 30s, yes. Watts 65, 92, the King riots. And he mentions that... that LA has a riot problem.
Like a cycle.
It's cyclical. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And cyclical. So he, you know, Terminator 2 had just come out like a couple months before that. Mm-hmm. And he talks about how the next one, you know, not all that far from this date, is going to be robots versus people. And, you know, he's also funny. You know, as dark as he is, he's also pretty dang funny. And it masks, I think.
He's all, fuck you, I watch golf.
Yeah, he does. He does have some moments. Golf being one of them.
Yeah, 2022, he says.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
well, it masks, unfortunately, I think, some of the darker truths about riots in general and urban living, you know, in a lot of these areas. Things haven't changed as much as perhaps we'd like them to. The education isn't as good as it should be. After-school programs, healthcare, jobs, all of these things, when they're not addressed, they do potentially leave opportunities for it to happen again, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about, real brief, we got a couple minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about Uglar Works specifically. Now, Loved Ones has, it's an unusual name, Uglar Works, so as far, correct me if I'm wrong, it originally stems from a collaboration that you guys did where you came together to write a book that kind of mimics an old school, like, nature and travel log or diary of this dude named Ulysses. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's Ulysses' notes put down with images, basically, yeah, like a guidebook. Chapter one is biology. Chapter two is the art of the river, covering the graffiti aspect and art that's inspired by the river. I mean, we've been painting together since the 90s, but that forced us to put a name on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been Uglar ever since. That was pre-Ryan Gaddis.
Yeah.
But now we got Ryan Gaddis and we're better than ever.
Mm-hmm. And you guys, I think last time we talked about it, last time you guys were in the studio, you guys were just getting rolling on the LA Stories project.
Yeah. You know, LA Stories, we did a mural with it, and I think in a way it kind of turned into All Involved with, you know, in the beginning when Ryan first started hanging around with us, when we did the LA Stories mural, that was in Lincoln Heights.
And LA Stories was essentially you guys approached or somebody, you had people write in and sort of tell their personal story.
Yeah.
These are people from Los Angeles, which, you know, make up Los Angeles.
Yeah, the kind of hidden stories. And, you know, like I was saying, that I think in a way that was kind of the genesis of All Involved, because Ryan being with us at those walls, he did paint a little bit, but he's hanging out and, you know, running some professorial security. But he got a chance to meet these people from neighborhoods like Lincoln Heights, East LA, and start hearing the stories.
You can find more about the book and their other projects. You could check out uglarworks.com and also check out their Instagram. That's really where you're going to get the more day-by-day.
And also, if you're surfing, you can go to ryangaddis.com.
ryangaddis.com. You can check out the book and Uglar Works' future endeavors. Love Jones, this is by request from a certain buddy of mine. All right. Charles Bradley. want to say thank you to Ryan Gaddis and Evan Skredder Stu.
Very good.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Representing Aguilar Works. You got to check them out online, and you won't be disappointed. There's a lot of cool stuff. And I want to thank you, loved ones, for coming back. And it's my total pleasure to do this program for you. And I want you to do yourself a favor and stick around, because the Dark Mark Show is on next. And he's got Clownalyn Monroe, sexy clown. She's been on the show before. Not my show, Dark Mark Show. And comedian Ian Salmon, or Salmon, depending on who you ask. Dark Mark Show with host Nicole Six. They're up next. Thank you so much, loved ones. We will speak next week. Enjoy.